talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we go right to the front lines of history in the making. I'll tell you, Donald Trump issued a statement yesterday. He issued a statement saying that he is going to sue, or he has sued, Twitter, Facebook, and Google, and he has sued the people who own them. And when I say own, they're major shareholders, but they're also the CEOs personally. Obviously, Zuckerberg and Dorsey and the guy that's the head of Google, Alphabet, all personally, for, as he put it, censoring him in violation of the First Amendment. Now, the fact is that lawsuit only had two purposes, and one of them was not winning. He's not going to win that lawsuit because the First Amendment applies to the government, to Congress, and it applies to the states through the 14th Amendment. It does not affect private individuals. Private individuals, you can send a letter to the editor of the paper. They don't have to print it. They don't like your point of view. They won't print it. They have their own First Amendment rights. Twitter, Facebook, and Google are not the government. Now, they're monopolies, and that's a separate issue, and they should be broken up, in my view, in a monopoly action, an antitrust action, but that has nothing to do with this issue. The truth of the matter is that Trump did it for two other reasons. The major one is fundraising. He has gone out, and he has mercilessly fundraised off of this, and everybody gets all ginned up and they say, okay, good, he's going to take these guys on, and they send him money. And the second one is publicity. This is a sad way of his getting publicity because he is not on Facebook. He's not on Twitter. And also, they put up some kind of alternate social media. They shut it down, a site. Now they have another one, but it's not the same. Nobody follows this guy. And he's going radio silent in a sense. He does get a press release out every once in a while, but he's not as immediately in your face. We're going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
A few questions. Yeah, you addressed some of it. That I don't think, and it's ironic that Trump's Supreme Court actually, kind of killed class action lawsuits for regular citizens. That's, one sad point. Other questions. One other question. Do the goon squads that Robin Voss has issued not have any legal authority whatsoever to ask people to see, the voting records or the ballots at all? I mean, do they have any legal authority there? And if anybody else saw it, that I think that I saw it, with DeSantis supposedly performing so well in this condo collapse in Florida, but didn't he just sign a decrease on the number of inspections and also a decrease on the safety requirements for new building construction? That I thought I saw something about that in the media. But I mean, it really galls me that the bosses, goon squads, are going to be out there threatening people, and they have no legal authority at all, even the cops. The former cops, they have no legal, I don't think they have any legal standing at all to ask to see those records, and that, and Evers should just cut the, say, no, you don't have, you're not going to get paid because you don't have, this hasn't been legally approved, and unless it's coming out of Robin Voss's pocket, that the legislature has no authority to just spend money like that. Right. I don't think they have a slush fund to spend that money.
Yeah, no, excellent point. Three points I'm going to hit them real quick. One of them is, you made the point that Trump has styled his action against Twitter, Facebook, and Google as class actions, and he's going to lose because it's based on the First Amendment, and Twitter, Facebook, and Google are not the government. But it is ironic. He suddenly loves class actions. He did everything in his power, and the Supreme Court severely restricted class actions for consumers who have been cheated, and say that if you've been cheated out of $8.95, you can't have a class action anymore where some lawyer will basically represent the whole class. You got to get your own lawyer. Okay, good luck. I don't care where you are, Milwaukee or Ladysmith. You're going to go to a lawyer and say, sue these people for $8.95, and I'll pay you $5,000 to do it? Are you kidding me? They kill class actions, but suddenly he loves class actions. Your second point is a good one. What legal authority does Voss have, but does Gableman, the supervising lawyer in this Gable Ninja operation, with three cops that he's supervising, one of them who had worked for the Republican Party, worked for the Texas Republican Party, has already said that these are illegitimate. These are illegitimate elections. Now, there's a difference between the law and the practice in fact. I mean, the legal term would be de jure and de facto. In other words, you're right that by law, if you or I or a clerk up in Jim Falls or, you know, up in Marinette or someplace or down in Monroe, and some character walks in, flashes a badge, says, I'm a retired cop hired by the legislature, give me your records. The correct answer is I'm going to need a court order, because the law is that I don't turn them over to anybody. And if he says, well, Voss said I can do it, great, get a court order. But you're not going to get him otherwise. Then it would go to the Greene County Circuit Court, or, you know, it would go to the Taylor County Circuit Court or wherever you are. And any good judges look at it and say, they have certain rights. One of them is the integrity of public records. What is your legal authority to do this? And he'll say there was a resolution passed by the majority of the assembly. It was on partisan lines. The governor didn't get a chance to deal with it because the legislature, you can't veto something where the legislature just delegates it to Voss. There's litigation over whether he can spend this money. And any good judge will say, no, you don't get the records. But the de facto thing, in other words, what's going to happen in fact is you're going to get a clerk, somebody somewhere 60 years old, 5 years from retirement, you know, wants their pension, and a former Supreme Court justice and an officer, maybe three officers, come in with badges, maybe carrying weapons. And they say in gruff voices, ma'am, I want to see your records. I'm Officer So-and-so. This is Justice So-and-so, Gableman. We are doing a Gable Ninja. And the Republican legislature said, turn him over. What do you think they're going to do? What do you think she's going to do? You think she's going to say, wait a minute, where's your authority from a judge? Out you go. I don't think so. I don't think a 60-year-old woman with 5 years from retirement, or at least many of them, will just cave. They'll crumple. That is the sad thing. You're right. They have no legal authority without some judicial backup. The truth is they're going to intimidate people around the state. And what their real objective is, they're not going to find any fraud. But a lot of the volunteers are not going to volunteer next time. And there'll be chaos. And then Voss will say, we should have the votes counted by the legislature. A crooked vote count by a crooked legislature. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. And then you had another thing about safety standards for condos and all that. Those are usually set locally by common councils and mayors and so on. And some of it's delegated to administrative agencies. But in some of the red states, you take Texas, guy froze to death, I swear. He froze to death. Kid in bed, I swear, froze to death. Remember when the grid went down because they wouldn't participate in the national grid? And they let a bizarre pricing scheme in where people are getting $2,000 and $3,000 utility bills for 3 weeks power. That is what you get in a red state. Simple. That's what you get in a red state. You get crooked government and incompetent government. And in this state, what you get is a Republican government that is not competent to handle money. And that's why they give somebody like Foxconn, they want to say $4.5 billion, and turn down billions in train and Medicare and even COVID relief. Okay, Dicka Madison, real quick, we have 2 minutes to go. What do you got to say? Look forward to it, and then I'll respond after the break.
It,
to the joke that's Trump, what you brought up right before, Mark. First of all, if you're going to take a case like this against a major, these major three people, when you bring it with some law firm or attorneys, who the hell is going to take him on? Is Rudy going to do this pro bono again, or what's the deal here? The whole thing's a joke, and you're on to it. You already said it. It's just a money-making scheme. And I'm sure that Zuckerberg and all the rest of them, they're quivering in their boots, don't you think? I mean, I think they should be broken up, too. And the funny thing, how ironic, the very thing that propped this guy up and made him who he is are those three companies. And now he's going to sue them. You think
right.
The guy's hilarious.
Right. You know what kills me? You're absolutely right, is he, it wasn't so much that he spent a lot of money, but he was in the news cycle 24/7. Every rally that he had was covered. He was tweeting, insulting things all the time. They were going out, lying about the election, lying about this and that. You're right. Facebook and Twitter were heavily criticized for making him, and now he's suing them. Hey, listen, he's suing them just to get money, to fundraise off it and get publicity. He's not going to win. We know that. But he is nothing more than a publicity hound is all he is. All right, we're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.